And the reading is from the Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter, 21st to the 27th verse. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." And Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is to come into this world." Recently, I was at a clan funeral, one of these funerals that when somebody dies, the whole clan seems to gather. And as I was leaving the cemetery, I heard one farmer cousin of mine say to another, "You know, Mick," said he, "isn't it an awful pity that no one ever came back to tell us what it was like?" And Mick agreed. And I had to go up between the two of them and say, "Look, lads, you've missed the point. A man died. There is no doubt about that. The Roman soldiers were very efficient executioners. And that man rose from the dead. And that changes everything. We can stand beside this grave today. We can touch the coffin and say, I am the resurrection and the life." And the difficulty we have, at least the difficulty I have, is not a philosophical or theological difficulty. It is a difficulty of imagination. I cannot imagine what the resurrection is like. It is, I suppose, a parable to take a little acorn in the autumn and polish it up on your sleeve, and an acorn is a beautiful little thing. And yet try and explain to someone who had never seen an oak tree, or someone who had never seen a tree, try and explain what an oak tree is just by looking at the acorn. Never in your wildest dreams could you imagine an oak tree. And yet, it is in the acorn. "But I have not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of anyone, what things God has prepared for us." And we have the seeds of eternal life within us. We cannot imagine what it is like. But we know and we believe in the power of the risen Christ, not only for our loved ones, but also for ourselves. We know and we believe that life is eternal and love is immortal.